Chagiga Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5, another straightforward Mishnah here. The Torah says when one brings his offerings, both the Ola and the Shlamim on the Regel, his gifts should be Ish Kabmatnas Yado, person should give according to his ability, Kivirchas Hashem Alokecha Shanasan Lach, commensurate with the amount of blessing that Hashem blessed him with. So that means essentially, if you're rich, you should bring bigger quantity, volume, worth of offerings, and if you're poor, then less. But also, there's this dynamic, don't forget, there are two korbanos we brought, Ola and Shlamim. Ola is eaten, Shlamim is not eaten. Therefore, the question is how to prioritize one's offerings. So the only tension you have to understand here is that you cannot bring an unlimited number of Shlamim, because remember, the Shlamim have to be eaten. It's a requirement, a mitzvah, to eat the meat of the Shlamim and not leave it over and pass the second day. A Shlamim can be eaten the day it's brought, the subsequent night, and the following day until Shkia. So you can't leave over. So you can't go and bring, you know, dozens of Shlamim unless you have this enormous family or, you know, party to feed. And therefore, the question is, how should a person spend his money to purchase these korbanos? So we consider four possibilities in the Mishnah. First, Misha Yeshlo Ochlin Merubim. If someone has a lot of people to feed, Unachasim Mu'atim, but he hasn't got a lot of money, then maybe Shlamim Merubim, he should spend his money on his Shlamim, V'olos Mu'atos, and just bring like a minimal amount of Ola, meaning that could be more than one animal, or just even one animal, and you could spend as little as we possibly like Beis Hillel, just one Ma'ah on a tiny baby goat, using all the rest of the extra money he has to purchase Shlamim to feed his party. Nechasim Merubim V'ochin Mu'atin. On the flip side, if someone has a lot of money, but not a big family to feed and no one really to feed, so then maybe Olos Merubos, he should spend money on buying either significant one or more Ola offerings. You could buy 1,000 Ola offerings if you're Shlomo Melech, for example. Ushlam Mu'atim, but buy just a small amount of Shlamim, one Shlamim is even small, so that no food goes to waste. Zevezem Mu'at, if this is a poor fellow who's poor both, that hasn't got money to purchase, as well as got a family to feed, or much of a family to feed, so then Alze Ne'amar, this is the person about whom the rabbi set the bottom thresholds, Ma'a Kesef Ushtei Kesef, that when it comes to buying the Ola, one Ma'a Kesef is a minimum requirement, and when buying the Chagiga, so then Shtei Kesef, two Ma'os is the minimum requirement, so that guy just, you know, gets by at the bare minimum. Less than that he can't do. It's an obligation. Same way you have to buy a little even though it's expensive, and matzah though it's expensive, and tefillin even though it's expensive. You have to buy the korbanos even though they're expensive. That's an obligation if you can't afford it. So like anything else, what can I say? Zev zem rubim. If a person is blessed that he has lots of money and lots of people to feed, so then al zeh ne'amar, about that person, the pasuk was speaking when it said ish kamatnas yado, a person should give according to his abilities, kevirchas Hashem alukecha shenasan lach, according to the blessings that Hashem has bestowed upon him. Meaning, he should spend a lot of money buying a lot of olos and a lot of shlamim.